Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
This is the M6 division on this, the second day of Made Bumps 2012. LMBC 5, Christ 5, Corpus 3, Clare 4, Emma 4, Downing 4, Girton 4, Queen's 5, Selwyn 4, Sydney Sussex 4, Clare 5, Pomerton 3, Robinson 4, Queen 6, Emma 5, First and Third 6, Darwin 3, and Corpus Christi 4 are your boats. I've just heard the start gun and go, so back up to you at first post, Andy.
Yeah, that's right, and the LMBC 5, head of this division, they are just going past me now. They look to have set in quite a nice rhythm. They're being chased by Christ, so I think they've gained a little bit on Christ. Christ being chased by Corpus. Corpus are on station with them. However, Corpus look as if they may be in trouble from Clare 4 behind them. That's down to half a length at the moment. The half a length between Clare and Corpus as they go into the first post corner. Clare are coasting. They've got about three and a half lengths behind them till we get to Emma 4. And Emma 4 just going into first post corner now. If you're not familiar, of course, first post corner is a kind of weak stroke side corner. It shouldn't be too taxing for a road. Behind Emma, Downing, there's quite a big gap again, about two and a half lengths. We go over to Benedict. What can you see now at Grassy?
Thank you, Andy. I am at Grassy, and I can just see the first boats making their way into the gut. I can see Maggie's and following them, Christ 5 and Corpus 3. They all look at the moment like they're holding station, although there's some funny lines being taken, although the trees are blocking my view ever so slightly. It looks like we've had a bump there, in fact, but I can't call that yet because I can't see the blade. It's Clare bumping up on Corpus.
Benedict.
So Clare and Corpus bump. Andy.
Yeah, I've just seen in front of me, Queen's 5 have bumped Girton 4. Someone in the Girton 4 boat caught a really horrible crab. I believe it was a really bad crab, and they could just never recover. So that's the bump, Queen's 5 on Girton 4. Behind that, Selwyn 4 and Sydney Sussex rode over fairly comfortably. And then, just in front of my eyes now, Clare 5 have been bumped by Pomerton 3. That is Pomerton 3, bumping Clare 5. They're both pulling into the side of the bank, trying to clear the river, because behind them we have Robinson, who are being pushed very, very hard by Queens and 6. There is overlap between Queens and Robinson, and I think we are going to see a bump pressing. The cops is conceded. The Queens M6 have bumped Robinson M4. Ed, back to your Grassy.
Okay, well, they've passed me now into the player reach, the first two boats, that Maggie's 5 and Christ 5, looking like they're holding station. And as they go into the player reach, taking an interesting line, actually, Christ going slightly diagonally across the reach. Then Emma 4, the next boat to pass, they're going pretty steady, won't be overbumping, that's for sure. And now I have Churchill Downing 4 as they come past me, way behind Emma 4. They've lost an awful lot of ground. The next boat I see is Selwyn 4, which confirms the Queen's Girton bump that you called, Andy, and they are making their way now around Grassy Corner into the Plough Reach, and after that, it must be Sydney Sussex 4. So no bumps on the Plough Reach, no bumps at Grassy. They all happened a little bit earlier on around first post. Andy, for the bottom of the division, I'll just go back to you, and then we'll throw it down to Ditton. Andy.
That's right. So there are no, at the moment, going past me are Darwin M3 and Corpus M4, two bottom boats of the division. There looks to be quite a lot of space in between them, so I can't imagine Corpus will be getting a bump. In front of me is Pomerton M3, and we're just getting foliage in their hair. There looks to be one more bump further up the course. If I'm not mistaken, that must have been between first and third M6 and Emma M5. So provisionally, we would say that that six bump, Emma M5, very early in the course, just past the motorway bridge. But now, though, we will hand over to Lydia, who is at Ditton Corner.
Andy,
Lydia.
Andy, yeah. Me, Andy. On Grassy Corner, we've just had a Sydney Sussex 4 crash on scratchy corner. So that looks like they're now going to be caught by the boat following them, which is Darwin 3. So we could get a double overbump for Darwin by the looks of things, or that would even be a triple overbump. They crashed again. It's gone all wrong for them in grassy corner. That looks to me like that's a bump of Darwin 3 on Sydney Sussex 4, jumping all the way up from position 17 to position 10. A triple overbump, the first I've seen. Lydia, I'm going to throw down to you because on Ditton, they must be going past you now.
I've just heard LNBC and Chrysler go past me. There was about a length when they went around the corner. They were both taking sort of similar lines, so not much to report there. We might have to throw them to go past me now. We are having Downing, who are being chased by Darwin. They're probably on station still, but we'll see if they can maybe see some more action, Emma.
Emma, are you down on the long reach?
Hello, yes, I'm down on the long reach. I've just seen Christ M5 closing in on Maggie. Came very, very close. There's a possible bump. They're just out of sight. But yes, when they came around it and they had a length between them, there's been a lot of cheering and a lot of shouting. And Maggie did look like they were flagging quite a bit as they came into the last stretch. Also had a manual M4 going past, about two lengths between them and Corbett's M5. So anything can happen as they make it down towards the railway bridge. Coming up now is Downing M4, followed fairly closely by Southern M4. There's only a length between them. This could be a possible overbump as they come back down the last straight. So we're really pushing for it, closing that gap. There's a half length between them. People are shouting for bumps. This is possibly going to be an overbump. There's a quarter of a length between them. I believe this is going to call as a bump. Downing is putting up quite a fight there. They're still going. But no, yes, there has been an overbump. Yes, Cox has held their hand. There's been an overbump between Emmanuel M4 and Selwyn M4 on the long reach. Any more action of the lower divisions, Benedict?
Okay, well, I just had the final Corpus boat row pass me, and I'm just looking at a very destitute-looking Sydney Sussex crew. They're very disappointed that they have, in fact, been triple overbumped. I wasn't quite sure I could believe what I was seeing as it went past me. As the Darwin 3 crew came up, the Sydney Sussex crew had crashed into the bank about three times on the way around Grassy Corner, and just giving enough chance for the Darwin crew to catch up with them and, in fact, overtake them. And then out sitting at the side of Grassy Corner, looking rather disappointed. Like I say, it's a very rare occurrence, the triple overbump. I've never seen it. I'm sure it's happened before, but pretty unusual. Emma, can we go back down to you and just confirm what that bump was on the long reach?
On the long reach, there was an overbump between Selwyn and Downing, both M4s.
Okay, and at the top of the division, how's it going with Maggie's? Can you see them still?
No, I can't see them still. They were going at good speed down at the long reach, but there was a closing gap between them and Corpus. I'll cycle down to the tent now and try and confirm that.
Okay, so I'll call the results as we have them at the moment. These are liable to change, but we think that Maggie 5 will row over. Christ 5 also row over. Claire 4 bumped Corpus Christi 3. Emma 4 will row over because Downing 4 were overbumped by Sydney Sussex 4 on the long reach. Curtin 4 were bumped by Queen's 5. Then Sydney Sussex 4 were triple overbumped by Darwin 3. Claire 5 bumped by Homerton 3. Robinson 4 bumped by Queen's 6. Emma 5 bumped by 1st and 3rd 6. And Corpus Christi, the final boat, looks set to row over. There's nothing really for them to catch.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.